with us on a Friday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And in your role as political observer, Alan, reflect on Friday for a moment.
Well, there is, of course, something final about Friday. It's the end of a week. We close the book. And then on Monday, we open the book. But on the other hand, a lot of people work on the weekend. There, I have spoken.
Yeah. Well, landmark vote. Senate limits use of the filibuster.
This is huge. They'd come to the point where negotiating the Democrats, you know, the Republicans were going to shut down basically Obama. They weren't going to allow him to make his appointments as a president. And whilst Democrats have done the same thing, the Republicans on occasion, nothing like what has been done to Obama. So finally, facing the certainty that this would continue into the end of the Obama administration and make him into a lame duck, the Senate Democrats decided to go ahead with the so-called nuclear option. And this means, with the exception of the Supreme Court, which they carved out in the rule, which, of course, will fall also, because when the Republicans take the Senate, believe me, they're not going to say, okay, we agreed to use the nuclear option on everything but the Supreme Court. They're going to expand it. It will be expanded to the Supreme Court. So the nuclear option basically says up or down vote on the nominees. You hold up your hand, you get a majority, you win. That's not only for the court, but for the executive agencies, which they have also been stopping. So judges have lifetime tenure. That was the rationale given by the Republicans. The Democrats said nonsense. Basically, we've let yours through many more than what we're seeing now. So the nuclear option is now part of the law. It's good, and certainly good as far as the New York Times is concerned, which has a blistering editorial about it's about time.
Well, it is the time, the day, in fact, November 22nd, 1963, that the president, John F. Kennedy, was assassinated. Reflect on that, Alan, and the idea that that threat still exists to this moment.
Of course, the word that comes to many people's minds when you talk about JFK is martyr. A young man cut down in the prime of life. It has led to years of speculation as to who did it. And there's a Warren Commission, there are others, but there are many people in this country who truly believe, probably because it was so senseless, that this was more than one person, because an act of this kind had to be done by more than one person. On the other hand, what we saw was a president. He was, like all human beings, flawed, but adored by the people. And because he was cut down so young, and with two beautiful children and a beautiful wife, Camelot, was over. But it was a real point of departure for the American people when they gave up some of the chivalrous, some of the lies that if you had a Catholic president, he would take orders from the Pope. It was never true. It wasn't going to be true. And by his doing that, other people were able to come, including the first African-American president. So it was the end of innocence, but terribly important.